Oasis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the islands...
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Wednesday afternoon show that was saying bringing the islands community together. This is the older and wiser segment. We've got some lovely ladies with us today. We have Phyllis over in the red corner. Hello, Phyllis. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm perfectly all right. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely. And then Teresa in the white corner.
Hello.
Hello. Go on, Teresa. Do your intro to the show for us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vectis Radio.
There we go. We've got a new presenter.
Super.
Wonderful stuff.
But it's all the show.
Yeah, and then obviously Johnny is here. Yeah, all right,
yeah,
John
I'm
Love.
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. I'm all right.
He's on radio. Yeah, microphone 4, so just going to make sure his levels aren't, you know, too quiet.
Can always get closer.
Maybe not. So on our wonderful older and wiser show today, we're talking about age-friendly island, and we're talking about forums. Now, these forums are a way for everyone in the community to action change, to make sure that things happen that we need to tweak. So, for example, on the buses, if you find that you need a little bit longer to sit down, you know, after paying to get onto the bus to sit down, then Southern Vectis have actually listened to all of the requests coming in, and they've changed the way that they operate. This is very important in our society, just to make sure that we're all catered for. You know, we don't need any more stress, do we, in the world? Now, you ladies, you are huge fans of these forums, aren't you?
Yes, definitely.
Now, Phyllis, do you want to tell us, talk us through which forum you go to and what happens at it?
Well, I go to the ride one.
Yeah.
And I find it very informative. I've learned several things there. Also learned, as you said, about the buses and people requesting longer time to sit down,
yeah,
or even to talk to the driver. I also found out about the PPG, which is the Parent Patient Participating Forum.
What's that then?
Well, that's at doctor's surgeries, and you can often join them and find out how the surgery is operating and how in conjunction with the hospital it is formed. I mean,
okay,
it's quite interesting.
I
enjoy going to the forums,
yeah,
all round. I feel as if I've learnt something, and I also contribute something for other people.
Yeah, and that's so important, isn't it? It's kind of opening those,
yes,
channels. And Teresa, what would you say then about the forums and what you can contribute?
I also go to Ride Forum, although I live in Newport. They're very flexible, so if you happen to make, you know, miss one of the days, you can always go to another forum, and you know, there'll be different people there. That's really great for to meet other people.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, pick up really good information. I actually learnt that if I went on a priority list with Southern Water, in the event of a huge water leak, I can have bottled water delivered. And that's quite important, because I can only carry a little bottle of the water.
Yeah.
And so that would make a huge difference to me. So just really good information.
Definitely. And things that, I suppose, could be hiding somewhere online, but it's, you know, whether people have access to getting online or the confidence to do that and the skills. And it's about making sure that we're all on the same page, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
And sharing
it. Also, I mean, it's all very well online, but I don't do that. I don't have the facility,
yeah,
for doing that.
Yeah.
And another thing that I found very interesting was the Blue Trust.
Yeah.
They came along. Gentleman was talking about the different... it's operated with the police, but also the fire brigade, because they were putting in fire... can't think of the word.
Fire alarms.
Alarms.
Yeah. That's the Blue Lamp Trust.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes. We've had them on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, that was.
Yeah, yeah. John, what would you say about these forums?
Well, of course, I've not attended one, although perhaps I can.
Yeah,
there's no sort of age limit, presumably, is there? And I'm getting on a bit now, so I could attend.
I thought you were 21.
Come on. Like I'm telling porkies.
Come on. This is an age-friendly island.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, and anything goes, which
is
fantastic.
No restriction on who goes, presumably.
No. Okay, fantastic. Let's have a little break. Teresa, you have nominated Yes Sir, I Can Boogie as our tune of the afternoon. We're going to enjoy that.
And she pointed out that it was a little bit risque.
Wow.
So that just shows you.
Yeah.
Shows you what?
I'm not quite sure what, but it just shows you.
Oh, welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show. This is Older and Wiser. This is our Age UK wonderful segment. So Laura and John here with Baby Archie, and we're now on our second shift of Forum Ladies. We've been joined by Sandy and Eledid. How are you, ladies?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you, all right.
Lovely to have you with us today.
They've all got really good radio voices, haven't they?
Yeah, all could be BBC professionals, definitely. You lot. Yeah.
We've got a job going.
I was just thinking that.
We'll find you one.
No, do you know, we're always on the lookout for volunteers. We are volunteers. We do this for the fun of it. Although some weeks it's a bit stressful with the baby. And we literally, if you would love to come and join us on the airwaves, please do. Yeah. And if you're at home and you fancy this, studio at vectisradio.fm, or we have open days the first Saturday of every month, 10 till 12. Anyway,
yeah, come along. We're good.
Let's get back to what we're talking about. We're talking about forums.
So, Sandy, tell us a bit about which forum you attend and what do you get out of it?
I attend Ride Forum, uh-huh. And mainly because I live quite close to where it is.
That makes absolute sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had really poor mobility until now, and I'm quite a lot better because I've got two new knees.
Oh, gosh. Nice.
And I can nearly run, but I did fall a couple of times.
Wow.
Anyway, we have very interesting people come in to talk to us, including the bin men, because there was quite a lot of problems initially when we changed over to these bin collections.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Bins were left in the pathways.
Yeah.
I ride a mobility scooter.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get past the bins often. It is still happening sometimes, but they have addressed it, and they are now visiting people and asking them where they want their bin to be put back to, and find the best place.
That's very accommodating. Yeah.
So that's good. Very accommodating.
Next time you speak to them, can you ask them why they keep changing their routine? So they used to come regularly, early in the morning, and you put your bin out overnight, and it was fine. And then they didn't, and they started coming at lunchtime, and you didn't put your bin out overnight, and then they did. And I've ended up running out in my dressing gown trying to get my bin in.
And nobody wants to see that, Jill.
Nobody wants to see that. Yeah.
But also, there is a funny story behind this, because one day I caught the bus from Sandown to Ride, but inadvertently, my bus pass was thrown into the bin.
Oh, no.
So I got up very early. Luckily, the driver was very accommodating on the bus, and he said, oh, don't worry about it now. So I went back to Ride, and in the morning I got up very early to go back to where the bin was to find my bus pass.
That's very stressful.
Well, they'd emptied every bin.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't get my bus pass.
Oh,
I had to have another one.
Gone. Now, isn't it funny? This is such a simple idea, a forum, where we just tweak some things that just need to be changed. But isn't it, it's kind of the state of the times when we have to have meetings for big companies to listen to us. Mm. And it's a wonderful thing when you get them investing and listening. You know, like we were saying, Tesco's have got their aisle if you just want to be take your time or have a chat. And it's just accommodating everybody in the community. So no one's left out. And no one, like you say, no one has a problem where you can't get through on a pathway. You know, your day could be ruined if you can't get your mobility scooter through a way of access.
Yeah, that's happened, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not fair. And at least with Age UK, we are addressing that, and that's really important.
It's a bit like we've woken them up.
Yeah.
And they are listening. People are listening.
Yeah, and going,
thanks
And it's just common sense, really, which I feel that we've lost over the generations.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's slowly coming back.
I think we forget when we're younger that we are going to grow old, and therefore
when
you're out in work, it's the last thing that's on your mind, isn't it? Because
that's so true.
We're living in a fast pace.
Yeah.
You know, we're so busy going to work, going home, etc., that the ageing thing never comes into the equation. So that's why Age UK is the forums are very good, because it brings to the forefront what is needed for the older generation.
You don't appreciate what it is until you get there, really, do you?
No,
that's true. No. So what other sort of things have you been discussing?
Sorry?
What other sorts of things have you been discussing at the forums?
Oh, all sorts. I mean, I'm on the PPG at Dower House. Obviously, we've spoken about the amalgamation with Carisbrook.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We've had several speakers over the many years that I've been going now, too many to mention. We had the bus company that obviously were addressing the problems of ageing and travelling on the bus.
Yeah.
You know, they produce little cars now that our doctor surgery has got them. so that you can have them. So if you're slow getting off the bus, you can show the driver a card. Mm-hmm. If you've got memory problems, you can actually have a card where you put your destination on.
Oh, okay.
So that helps mm-hmm. to remind the driver that that person needs to get off at a certain
stop.
It's a
really bad taste joke there, is it? As long as you remember your card, isn't it?
John, he's here all week.
I should probably get a shot for saying that.
Yeah, no, it's really important, isn't it, to feel that you've also got a voice in the community.
Yes.
And then you can come away and go, oh, that really interesting piece of information I can now pass on to my friends.
Yes.
And get the word spread that this is happening and that's changed.
And, of course, next month we've got our age-friendly festival.
We love that.
And we've got the booklets out that hopefully all of you have got. And those of you that have seen me in the street and refused, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. We're big fans of the pitch up at the pub.
I don't know if they refuse, actually.
No, they do. And I feel sorry because I think you mustn't be blinkered in life.
Yeah, no, that's right.
You've got to embrace it.
Yeah.
And therefore take a booklet off me, see what's in it. Mm. We've got paddleboarding this year. Now, come on, some of you out there might like to paddleboard with Age UK in October.
Yeah. I bet you'll be doing that, won't you?
I can do that.
Both of you ladies, I can see you in your wetsuits. Yeah. It's fresh water, is it? I can't remember the location of where that paddleboarding is.
I can't remember. I'm in that awful, only because it's on a day I can't do it. I'm busy doing other things.
Yeah, and Sandy, what takes your fancy from the booklet?
I actually haven't had one yet.
I haven't given you one, Sandy. Didn't you get one when I was at the Ride Forum? Did I not give you one at the Ride Forum?
I can't remember. Hand. See what I mean?
I smacked my wrist. I thought I went round everybody at the Ride Forum.
Oh, it's lovely. Well, look, we're coming up for a break now, so... I can't remember which one of you requested the Eye of the Tiger.
This is for the chaps at the prostate support group here on the island.
Oh, fantastic. If you'd seen what's just been going on in the studio, your mind would have boggled. Yes, we were bopping around to that like there is no tomorrow. Anyway, we had a really interesting, as we often do, had a really interesting chat during the adverts about us elderly folk and volunteering, and Sandy and Leonard, I'll get my tongue around eventually.
Don't worry.
We're talking about their volunteering services and volunteering generally on the island. So, do you want to have a little chat about that?
I'm a new volunteer for the Prostate Cancer Support Group here on the island, who desperately would like to have funding because they do the free blood testing twice a year. Mm. So, if anybody out there has got a few bob, please send it to us. We're based at the cricket club at New Close.
Yeah. That's what we like. A bit of blatant pushing there. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. You've got to push it while you can.
Yeah. And Sandy, you do quite a lot of volunteering.
I've done a lot of volunteering in the past and still do. Mm. But I started out actually working for the Isle of Wight Volunteers, and I worked with adults with learning disabilities.
Mm.
And now I volunteer for Aspire in Ryde.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the Lost Plot, which is near to where we are now. We are a community allotment.
Not losing the plot.
I think we called it the Lost Plot because we all have lost the plot. But
I don't believe that for one second.
It's interesting to see how many volunteers there are in our own age group, and I think we would sink if we didn't have us, and I say us because everybody's important, but it's such a great job that all volunteers do on the island.
Well, no, that's true, and as Annie was saying, you gave us a figure of volunteers on.
Yes, I think somebody told me a couple of years ago there's around 1,800 volunteer groups, and sometimes there's only one or two people in that organisation. But it's interesting, and I've been running the Age Friendly Island Forums now for 2 years, and it's only in the last year now, as I get to know people are coming forward and volunteering their time. So you and Leonard have distributed 350 brochures.
Fantastic.
Which is the most out of everybody, all the organisations we've had, apart from the libraries. Yeah. So, you know, I am one person, I work a certain number of hours, but what's amazing is the number of people who are stepping forward. People take notes for me now, volunteers,
yeah, yeah.
Type them up, you know, it's just incredible. Super. Yeah, we're very fortunate.
And you're going to tell us a bit about the upcoming age-friendly forum.
So we've just finished a round where we've talked a lot about the Celebrating Age Festival. We heard from Susan Hope about the Ride Extra Care Village. So next time round is end of November, beginning of December, and we have forums in Ride, in Newport, in West White and in Sandown.
Right, and how do people find out about sort of where and when?
So my name's Helen Lewis, and I'm based at Age UK. So you can call me on 525282, or if you are handy with the email, you can contact me on helen.lewis@ageuk.org.
And is that kind of like a set programme, or does it kind of evolve over the year?
All kinds of things crop up, don't they? Sometimes they're things that I might find out, whether there's a consultation going on that people might not have heard about, but quite often people will bring things to the forum.
Yeah.
So if there's problems, so for example, a gentleman recently presented me with a photograph of a car parked in front of a drop curb. He himself is a wheelchair user.
Right.
And it's, you know, sometimes it's a very practical problem that we can sort quite quickly, and other times it's actually, you think, oh, okay, that staff might need a bit of extra training or whatever. So, yes, people can bring their own issues and challenges, but I also bring things. So it really does depend.
Okay. It's not just a question of, you know, coming in and listening to a set-up speaker telling you this and that and the other. You come along and say, this is an issue. Yeah. How can we fix it?
Yes, people, you know, will bring things for discussion. Sometimes people have heard of solutions. Have you looked here? Each forum is quite different.
Yeah.
Eleni, you've been to almost everyone now, which is great. And each one is slightly different. It's got its own kind of flavour.
Yeah.
So we have different speakers at different forums. Mm. So the best I would recommend, somebody gets on the circulation list and I will send them agenda beforehand. And then a bit like Teresa was saying, you can go to any forum. It doesn't matter where you live on the island.
That's brilliant.
And if you've got mobility difficulties, we'll even arrange transport to get you there.
Fantastic. And critically, is there tea and cake?
Always. Yeah, West White. Well, they do homemade cake for us out at West White.
If there's no other reason for going there,
indeed. Let's go to the sports centre. Otherwise, I'm afraid it's the biscuits that I get.
We only have the biscuits.
Tesco sponsor us.
You're going to have to get that sorted out, Sandy. Yeah. You've got to have a bit of cake. Oh, actually, I think it's always a good way to tempt people in it. Tea and cake, they'll turn up.
Tea and cake, even absolutely.
Even if they thought they might not be too interested to start with, they get sucked in, don't they?
Yeah, there's always something to eat and something to drink.
And it sounds to me, from meeting everybody this afternoon, that it's actually just a really fine way to make new friends.
I mean everybody you see here, you know, they're the reason I get up in the morning, do my job, because just hearing their stories and being so motivating motivates me, you know. So I'm very lucky.
You meet like-minded people.
You do.
Who feel they've got an issue, and an issue that will be solved through the various members of staff, you know, Helen in particular.
Well, that's quite important because we often sort of, you know, try and put the world to rights, but you know that nothing's going to happen.
Mm.
But these forums sound to me as if that's entirely the opposite, really.
And I feed back to a steering group, which has got 29 organisations
on.
So if there's a particular recurring issue, which happens sometimes, I can then go direct to that organisation and say, there's a bit of a problem here, we need to see if we can sort it.
Well, it's nice to be able to talk about solutions rather than problems, isn't it, really?
It is.
Yeah, fantastic.
Definitely.
And we are older and wiser.
Indeed, I would happily grant you that label. I'm not sure I'll grant me that label. Certainly older, but maybe not very much wiser.
Excellent.
Oh, Joe, it's been an absolute joy meeting you all this afternoon. Thank you so much. We're coming up to the end of the show, unfortunately.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carry on partying afterwards, if
absolutely.
You like.
Absolutely.
There's a pub just up the road. Okay, well, thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you.
And thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday afternoon show. Do you want to come say goodbye, Laura? Laura's out there chatting away.
She is,
No. Laura, come on. Come say goodbye. No. Come say goodbye. No, she's not going to do it.
No.
Oh, well.
Is she shy? I don't think so.
No, she's not sure. I think she just can't hear us. I'm waving at her frantically, but she's doing nothing. I'm going to get her in. I just destroyed the
fielding the craziness of children.
You've got to come and say goodbye, though, Laura.
Oh, goodbye. It's been wonderful to meet everybody. All these budding
presenters. It's been great. I said we should just carry on partying, really.
We should, shouldn't we? We should do this every week.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, dear. Well, thanks very much, folks, for listening. And, well, we'll be here same time next week.